Hi, guys. I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 14 years.
And together for 16.
We have kids.
Four kids.
Which is like 1,000 kids.
We've also been foster parents to four kids as well.
We're running a business together.
We do a lot of things.
That is a lot of things.
But we feel like it's possible, we know it's possible, to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
That's why we decided to do a podcast together.
It's called Rise Together.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we kind of get through all the things,
this is it.
Come on down.
Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Rise Together podcast. If you are listening in real time in the United States of America, happy Thanksgiving. That's right. We have so much to be thankful for here at the Rise Together podcast. Unbelievably, in just 5 short months, we've had just more than 5 million listens to this little podcast that started in the front seat of a Mini Cooper, of all things. For this Thanksgiving edition of the Rise Together podcast, we're going to take you back to where it all began, our first episode where Rachel and I recorded it to the chagrin of our audio guy as we were driving down the road in a Mini Cooper. Enjoy and happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome to the first ever episode of the Rise Together podcast.
We're doing the first ever episode of the Rise Together podcast in the Mini Cooper while we're driving.
It feels like exactly the way that it should be.
Well,
because if we're going to add another thing to our lives, which is a couples podcast, we should do it whenever, like, we're just fitting it in, frankly.
Yeah. We're doing this 10 days into being Texans.
Yeah.
So there's a lot happening in the life of Hollis.
And it's worth saying, Texas, you are big. And it takes a while to get everywhere. So we're just sitting in the car right now driving, and Dave was like, man, I wish that we have so many things on our to-do list. I wish that we could knock some of them off in the car. And I was like, let's turn on the old iPhone voice memo and see if we can't make ourselves a podcast.
That sounds like the most professional introduction to a podcast in the history of podcasts.
Well, I feel like our listeners know us already, so they will be forgiving. They understand our lives.
Well, wait a second. Let's actually start by not assuming that humans know who we are.
Oh.
Why don't you introduce yourself in case someone stumbles across Rise Together and says, what the heck is this podcast?
Hey friend, hey new friend. I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married to each other.
For 14 years.
And we have 4 children.
Which is like 1,000 children.
And we have had 4 children come through our home through foster care. So, you know, that's 8 kids that we have kept alive for some length of time.
It's real.
And we've been together for 16 years. We've been married for 14. And we still really like to make out with each other.
We do.
And we are best friends.
We do.
And we are best friends. And we laugh a lot. And we don't for sure think that we're experts, but we do feel like we're some of the most, I don't know if I should say it, but like some of the most intentional people we know in terms of really pursuing each other and a great relationship. Would you agree?
I would agree. We're also a couple who has just leapt off of a cliff. Not a cliff. A cliff sounds perilous. We've just leapt.
It is a cliff, but we didn't fall. We flew.
We have just, I mentioned, we've just landed in Texas. We've just made a big decision as a couple to work together.
Ooh, lordy.
Yeah,
if any of you are couples who work together, check in on Instagram. I am Miss Rachel Hollis. He's Mr. Dave Hollis on Instagram. And tell us what that is like. Tell us, like, your best advice. Because we know we have a lot of followers who do work together, which I love, but I'm like, man, tell us all the things, because we're about, 2 weeks into this?
Yeah, we still like each other.
Yeah, I mean, but who knows what next month looks like?
I do not know.
It could all go to hell in a handbasket.
I do not know. We were both originally born in California. We were raised there for basically the entirety of our lives. We raised our kids, all of the ones that Rachel's just mentioned, and then picked up and left. Rachel has been an entrepreneur, a business owner for about 14 years now.
Yep.
And we've been talking about working together for at least 4 or 5 years. And after having had a successful run at the Walt Disney Company, where I worked for about 17 years, we now are 2 weeks into the Hollis Company.
Yeah. We decided to change the name because we were both working together and we felt like we needed a fresh start and we had a new focus. And so it's called the Hollis Company, or HOCO. I like to call it HOCO, but I'm the only one.
You're the only one calling it HOCO.
We did have an exciting happening yesterday in our lives.
Ooh, we did.
Which was we sent a whole bunch. I mean,
no, we don't need to get into how much money.
I'm not going to tell them how much money, but I do feel like Dave Ramsey would be very proud of us for paying cash.
We bought
an office.
The future headquarters of the Hollis Co.
And I got to tell you, it's a dumpster fire.
It is an absolute definition of dumpster fire. You look dumpster fire up in the old dictionary.
Yeah, there it is.
Picture of the office that we bought with cash.
We walked through yesterday with like an architect and a demo guy, and I swear to you, y'all, it was like we're basically going to be able to keep the foundation.
Yeah, every time we turned a corner, they were like, "Oh,
that's got to go.
That's got to go.
That's coming down." We're like, "What are we even buying?
Yeah.
We just bought." Not even. We bought like the ground.
It is. So we're living in a suburb of Austin, Texas now, called Dripping Springs.
It's Dripping Springs.
Honestly,
it's adorable.
It's adorable. It sounds a little bit like a character from Cars.
It is a character from Cars.
But
if you've not ever been out this way, it's what is this like southwest Austin?
Yeah, southwest.
Probably like 40 minutes outside of town.
It's the gateway to Hill Country.
It is the gateway to Hill Country. It's beautiful land. And it's the locals, or maybe the people in Austin, I don't know if the locals call it this, but the nickname for where we live is Drinking Springs.
Which feels right.
It feels right, because it's the highest like per capita breweries, distilleries, wineries. You wouldn't even believe how much alcohol is in a 20-mile radius.
I've heard it's the wedding capital of Texas.
And it is the wedding capital of Texas. So we got all kinds of things to try out. We were thinking, we do, if you don't know us well, you're going to find out, but we are, a part of our relationship is that we're pretty obsessive about the idea of a date night. We've done it for at least a decade, and almost without fail, we go every Thursday night for a date.
We went on Wednesday, which was last night, this week, so we totally curved balled it.
Yeah, but we're like, oh, let's have our date night be Thirsty Thursday, because here in Texas, y'all, they call it Thursday and Wednesday and Monday. So, Thirsty Thursday, and we'll use that and we'll go try all the distilleries and all the different places in our town.
They're also amazing in that, we have not yet found a place where it's not good food, not good drink, but also not that we're going on date nights with kids, but if we were to want to, every place has a playground or something that is accommodating so that grown-ups can enjoy an adult beverage and kids can entertain themselves in the field.
Yeah, my only question for you Texans is who drives the family home?
Okay.
Like, is that every time I'm like, every adult in this party is drinking and these kids are playing? Like, what are you sober? Like, what's the plan here? What's the plan? What I want to know.
Let's get the podcast back on track. We don't need the letters.
This is the podcast. Well, what did you think it was going to be?
What is the podcast?
Okay, so normally going forward, every episode after this episode will have a theme.
Oh, that's good.
Talk about the things that we feel like are really essential to having an incredible relationship and really working intentionally on your marriage or on your, what if you are in a romantic relationship with someone, putting the time and intention into making it great is the greatest reward I can imagine. And I think it's probably worth saying our relationship has had many rocky seasons, many hard seasons. You can read about some of them in the book. But we are so much stronger and better and more in love today than we were when we got married. Like, I really on my wedding day, I was like, this is it. Like, I've reached the peak. This is as much as you can love him, and maybe it'll just all kind of stay the same or get
slowly dead.
Yeah, like I wondered if it would slow, but it's only gotten better.
Oh, I mean, like the thing I thought I knew when we got married is like it doesn't even recognize the thing we have now, which is awesome. And it also gives me like I have excitement for what it will ultimately become, because I think in the last year, in the last 2 years, in the last 5 years, we have every year become better versions of ourselves, even if at times we became worse versions of ourselves to become better versions of ourselves. I get excited about what 50-year-old Dave, we got 7 years, but like what kind of a relationship does Ray Ray Hollis have with 50-year-old Dave 7 years from now? It's going to be even better than 43-year-old Dave.
So I feel like this is the beginning, and I promise that every episode coming after this is going to have a theme. But this one, I just thought we'd be like, hey guys, we have a Rise Together podcast. We have a couples podcast. Hey y'all, we're going to take a quick break, and while we're gone, please listen to some of the cool stuff we have coming up over at the Hollis Co. Friends, the Start Today Journal Round 2 is officially available for purchase on the HollisCo.com website. Now, if you remember last time, we sold out of the first round stock in 24 hours. So we're really excited about the holiday offering and 3 new gorgeous covers for you. You've got to check them out. If you're not already familiar with our journals, it is my daily practice of gratitude and intentional goal setting. It is why I feel like I have been as successful as I have, both personally and professionally, because every single day I start my day focusing on who I want to be and where I'm going. If you don't already have your journal, or if you want to grab some for your friends for holidays, be sure and check them out on the Hollis Co. website. I would love to hear from you, Dave Hollis. What, I'm going to assume that a lot of people who will listen to this first are women. And if you had advice to give them, and I know that not everybody listening is a man and a woman in a relationship, we totally get that. But for the ladies who are with fellas, what advice would you give to them? Or they're really wanting to work on the relationship, but they feel like their partner maybe is not as focused on that.
That's a good question. I mean, we have had many a conversation. You've had yourself many conversations that if you want to change someone else, you got to change yourself first. So like, you know, getting into fighting shape, as it were, you know, self-care and really focusing on development and growth for you as a woman, so that your spouse, as he finally, and sometimes you got to like, kind of hit him with the fish, as it were, to wake him up, to make him realize. But as you have yourself taken some initiative to develop personally, hopefully you're in a relationship that would have him want to reach for some of what you're doing.
Yeah, that is definitely our story, is that I stopped trying to change me and Dave together. I only focused on myself. We actually have a whole podcast that you can go listen to that's about this. But I really focused on changing myself. And in doing so, Dave started to pay attention. Like at first, you were a little like...
I was disgruntled, honestly, because... disgruntled, that's a weird word.
No, it's accurate.
Rachel got into development work for herself at 5 a.m. when I was not waking up at that time. And so when the alarm went off and the light would wake me up, I was frustrated by this zest that you had. And I could either do one of two things. I could just keep eating grumpy sandwich, or I could get up with you and figure out if maybe getting up was going to be, for me, something that was as therapeutic and beneficial as it was for you. And guess what? It ended up being that. But not at first. At first, I was like, what in the world? So, like, if you are in a relationship where you're like, man, I wish my spouse cared a little bit more about his being healthy or her being healthy or whatever it might be. If you start going to the gym and you're, you know, or start doing 5Ks and 10Ks and you just get fit, the chances that your partner's be like, you know what, I want to be fit because you're fit, they're just higher.
And not in a way, honestly, not like, I'm going to use the word and maybe I'll get in trouble for this, but not like a shrew, not like an annoying, like, I'm over here doing all this and you're not. No, it's not about them. It's about you working on you. And as you work on you and you're starting to feel great and have the energy and have the incredible perspective, that's when other people take notice, not just your partner, but also your friends and your family. If you want to change someone else, change yourself.
I think the big aha for me in all of the work that we've done as a couple in the last 2 years in particular was, for me, I was on this elusive pursuit for happiness. And what I was really in pursuit of was fulfillment. And what it took this journey of personal development and going to conferences and listening to podcasts and being in conversation, even doing therapy and everything else, was for me, and I think for many, many people, growth equals fulfillment. And so I'd been in a place where things had come a little bit easier for me over time. I wasn't using as much potential of mine as was, you know, maybe needed at other points in my life. And so not having to use certain muscle groups, not having to work as hard, not having to do, you know, more work to achieve the things that were happening or going well in my life made me not grow. And the absence of growth made me unfulfilled. And so when I was then waking up next to a woman who was reaching every day to grow more, because growth for Rachel was fulfillment, I didn't realize what it was at the time when it first was happening, but now can fully see that her influence in reaching for growth because it was fulfilling her was ultimately the same thing I needed. And when I started reaching for it and pushing myself into uncomfortable spaces and trying to use more of what God's given me, I felt happier because I was fulfilled in a way that not growing wasn't fulfilling me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good response.
Yeah. No, it's super accurate.
All right, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you like most about me?
Oh my gosh. I think, I know you're being silly, but I am going to actually answer this question. I am really blown away by how much you have grown in the time that I've known you. I mean, obviously, we both grew up quite a bit from when we first got married. We were just these tiny babies who didn't know anything from anything. But watching you become an awesome husband and an awesome dad was amazing. But the growth that you have gone through in the last couple of years is kind of unbelievable to me, because I was always proud of you and I've always been impressed by you, but I honestly didn't know that you would embrace personal growth the way you have. And that maybe doesn't sound like a big deal to other people, like, oh, who cares? But for me, if you know me at all, then you know that personal growth is the thing I value most. It's the thing I care about most. And so, you know, the Bible says you can't have two, like in a relationship, it's like two oxen. You can't be unevenly yoked, meaning the thing that goes over their backs, so you're going to go on the one north.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry, guys, we are in a car. But that yoke that goes on the back, if you have two oxen together and they're pulling a plow, the yoke that goes on their back, if one is smaller than the other, well, then the yoke is uneven. So in a relationship, it's the same thing. And if you have one person that really deeply cares about something, like has something as a core value that the other partner doesn't have, I don't know how the relationship can last or flourish long term. And so watching you go on your own journey and figure out your own stuff and do the work in therapy and do the time and find the things you love, and not a lot of bros will do that in my experience. That is not the kind of men that I grew up with that would make themselves vulnerable and do the things and work really hard to get past their stuff. That is my favorite thing about you. Because that is, and I think most people who know you would say that that is something that defines you, is you are not like other men.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's so nice. A lot of things in just the last few years that are challenging the way that men, the way that society think about what men should do, or how men should be, and frankly, what women should do and what women should be, and God bless all of those things happening. And if doing a podcast called Rise Together, or us doing everything that we're doing inside of the space, in any way challenges some of the conventional masculinity BS that keeps people who happen to be men from actually reaching for growth or wanting more for their life or being, emotional or whatever. Great. I hope that happens to be part of what comes out of hanging out in a car talking into a phone,
We're making it work.
Yes.
And I think that is, definitely in this season, that is part of what life looks like is, and maybe you guys feel like this too in your own lives, that it just feels like so crazy and it's chaotic, and maybe you have kids, or maybe you're in school, or maybe you're newlyweds, or maybe you're planning a wedding, or there's always something, no matter what season you're in, I feel like there's always something in life that makes us feel like things are out of control. Like, holy crap, we're on the wagon, it's rolling downhill, it's on fire, maybe, like, just it's all going. And a long time ago, we just decided to accept that life was gonna be crazy. There's just not, with 4 kids and a company to run and whatever your version of crazy looks like, that's just life. There's a great country song from I don't know how many years ago that's like, someone's complaining and the guy's like, yeah, sounds like life to me. Like, that's just life. So we don't try and control the chaos. We don't try and fix the chaos. We're just like, yep, this is what it is. And we're not going to let that stress us out or give us anxiety or make us feel off-centered. We're just going to do the best we can with what we have available. We're going to meet at the end of every day on that back patio with our vodka LaCroix.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to be grateful for the blessing of this life and this marriage, and we're going to do our best.
Here's the thing. I love every single thing you just said. I'm still going to have anxiety some days, and I'm going to try and fight and push back against it.
A few more years. I'm further along my personal growth journey than you are.
Here we go. She's so evolved.
It's like that meme where it's like when you're younger, when you're friend who's older by a year tries to like tell you, I'm like the old lady from Titanic, like, oh, when I was your age.
The thing is, if you do not know Rachel or I am the practical, pragmatic human in this mix, and Rachel is the dreamer. So Rachel every day wakes up and is like, what if we were to, and then says something crazy. And then I start having an anxiety attack about how to either kill her vision, dream, belief, want, or how to make it happen in a way that doesn't create more chaos in our life, or whatever it might be. In real time, honestly, am I still going straight?
Yeah, just stay
fantastic.
Straight.
Fantastic, sorry. In real time, having only been in Texas for about 10 days, there are a lot of people that I've got notes from in this tribe that have said, look, I've moved. I understand it. It's chaos. And guess what? It's chaos right now. And that chaos, as you're trying to balance just foundation building, I need to get the cars registered. I need to get the propane person to come out. I got to get somebody to come mow the dang lawn. And I'm trying to figure out how world domination inside of the Hollis Co. comes together. There's some anxiety. Good news. Back patio happy hour helps take care of a little bit of it.
Well, but
and 2 weeks from now, everything's going to settle.
Yeah, but I would also say if you are like Dave, I'm going to counsel Dave, and I'm also going to counsel you
here we go.
That if like none, you have to remind yourself that none of those things are life altering. They need to happen. But if they don't happen by 5 o'clock today, the world will keep turning. It will be okay. I know that it has to get done, but the anxiety that you're feeling is over something that you can't necessarily control right now. And if you can't control it right now, it's not serving you to feel a negative emotion about it.
I'm in on that. Hey, by the way, you know, like I had a day where I felt like I was just spinning in a hamster wheel because people weren't returning my phone calls and my to-do list was getting bigger, not smaller, even though I was accomplishing things. And then I had a day that followed it where I just knocked a ton of things off. I felt much, much better. Guess what? Our trash got picked up today.
Hey, yo.
Do you know that in Texas you have to actually pay them?
We did not know.
Before they will come and pick up your trash.
We did not know. In California, it comes with your house. The trash comes with your house. You guys, we put trash on our street
8 days ago.
And it like a disgusting amount of moving trash. Our neighbors are all giving us the side eye. Like, what is wrong with the Clampets over here with their mountain of trash? And we finally asked somebody and they're like, did you sign up for trash removal service?
Oh, that's a thing? Okay, so good news. In the midst of me complaining and wallowing and there being a lot of things to do, tonight on the back patio, we celebrate...
Trash-free.
Trash-free Hollis household.
And on that note, I feel like this was a perfect first episode of... Oh, what if in every episode we said, rise together? Is that now?
Sounds kind of cheesy, but okay. I'll do it if it'll make it work better.
No, don't even. They can imagine in their hearts if they want to.
Rise together.
See? I mean, we'll come up with a theme song. It'll be like an 80s talk show. In any event, you guys, thank you so much for listening in. If you like this episode, we hope you will subscribe to this podcast so you get an alert on your phone.
What kind of topics are people going
to
hear about?
Holy crap, a 45-minute podcast episode. I've tried to land this plane 7 times.
I'm just saying, you're asking people to subscribe. You haven't even told them what we're going to talk about.
They're going to get to hear you and me bicker like this while they do their dishes. I already told them that we were going to have topics about how to work on your relationship. And then next week's episode will be like, hey, you guys, this week we're talking about intimacy. This week we're talking about communication. This week we're going to interview another couple that we think are awesome. That's what they're going to hear.
I wasn't listening to you during
I know you weren't. I know. You don't listen to half the things I say. But if you are still listening, friends, please subscribe to the podcast so you will get alerts on your phone every single time we have a new episode. And please write a review. I think you write a review on podcasts. Yeah, write a review.
On iTunes.
I mean, unless you hated this, in which case, just keep that to yourself, Pam. We don't need that.
Oh, it's always Pam.
And it really is. And on that note, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. Please check in on Instagram and let us know what you thought, or please do a screenshot and tell your friends like, hey, I'm listening to these two fools. They're idiots, but you should listen to them too.
We are those things.
Have a great day. Cheeks. Hey y'all, we should hang out on more than just this podcast, which means that the next time you're on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, be sure and type Rachel Hollis into the search bar. And check out all the fun things we have going on your favorite platform.